Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Burn As You Go with Father Jared. And today we are talking about Saint Therese of Lisieux, our fiery patron for this year. Well, let's get in it. Saint Therese of Lisieux is awesome. So if you look at our workbook, you can see that Saint Therese, known as Therese Martin when she was, you know, named by her parents, she was the ninth child. Her dad's name was Louis and her mom's name, Zélie. She was born on January 2nd, 1873 in France. She was super smart, super sensitive, kind of spoiled, probably very much like me. Her mother died when she was very young. And most of her life, you know, obviously being the youngest of all of these children, all these girls, she was, like I said, spoiled, but also she had a very close relationship to our Lord, and so much that spoiledness kind of carried over, right? So she saw herself as this little one, this spoiled little child of God, which in a sense, there's a holiness in there, right? Sometimes we think spoiled and it's like, well, that's like, you know, they're, you know, I don't know, want all the attention on themselves. But she did, but she wanted all the attention from the Lord. Right? She wanted every moment to be pleasing the Lord, to be seen as beautiful and glorious in his sight. And Saint Therese is one of my favorite saints. She is just awesome. And I think for many ways. One is because she made holiness, or she makes holiness, still to this day, she makes holiness seem so attainable. She makes it so possible to become holy, because she doesn't say, you know, to be a saint you must levitate, to be a saint you must have stigmata, to be a saint you must be able to read people's souls, right? No, she says to be a saint, it simply consists in doing God's will, being just what God wants us to be. That's it. Who are you? Who are you called to be? Be it. And you will be holy. You will be a saint. You will be with our Lord forever in heaven, right? It's so simple, but we make things so complicated. It's like, oh, I know, I just need to be who I'm supposed to be, but then this person's telling me to be this person, and then this thing wants me to do this, and then I see this ad on TV, and I'm like, man, I need to look like that person, and then all these things, right? But none of that matters. What have you been created to be? Who are you? What is God's will for you? Do it, and you will be a saint. That's it. How amazing. That's one reason why she's a great patron for us this year, the second year of fire. Another one is because our theme is bearing great fruit. Now, there is an amazing quote from Saint Therese about fruitfulness, particularly about flowers, right? So this year, we're going to learn about the fruits of the Holy Spirit and how that's the way that we can know whether or not we have really good spiritual lives, whether we know if our souls are in the right place, if we are in the right relationship with God, is to look at the fruits, because Christ says, you will know the tree by its fruits. And so if our fruits are terrible, right, if we have fruits of, you know, I don't know, anger and impatience and things like that, then clearly there is something going wrong in the life of our souls, the life of our tree. But if there are things like chastity, patience, or gentleness, joy, right, all of these things, then those are signs that things are going well in our spiritual lives. And so that's how we know if the virtue that we have been acquiring is actually taking root, if it's actually producing good fruit in our lives. So her quote, which is so awesome and I think applicable for this year, is when she says, Saint Therese again, she says, I understood that every flower created by God is beautiful, that the brilliance of the rose and the whiteness of the lily do not lessen the perfume of the violet or the sweet simplicity of the daisy. I understood that if all the lowly flowers wished to be roses, nature would no longer be enameled with lovely hues. And so it is in the world of souls, our Lord's living garden. And so when we talk about fruitfulness, we ourselves, our life, our lives, each of them is a fruit in a sense, right? We are bearing fruitfulness in the world, and the way that we do that looks totally different. It's totally unique. And praise the Lord for that. Because if there is a bajillion satsuma trees in the Lord's garden, yeah, that'd be great. We all love some satsumas. But, I mean, wouldn't it be nice to also have some other varieties of foods in this garden? We can't just eat satsumas all the time. We're going to get annoyed with it. It's going to be sick of it, right? The same way that, you know, it lessens the perfume of the violet, you know, as they say, if we were all violets, right? If we were all the same, then it wouldn't be as amazing and beautiful and gorgeous. But the fact that we are all different, called to be different people, different gifts, to do different things, sent here with different missions on this earth, makes it beautiful. Amazing. And so may we this year take Saint Therese as our patron. Not really that we'll become, you know, spoiled, but take her as our patron so that we might learn to find our uniqueness, to find who we truly are, who God has created us to be, so that we might use those gifts, to use who we are, to not only set our hearts on fire, allow the Lord to set our hearts on fire, but to set the world on fire. Because as we know, the Lord says, how I wish it were already blazing. And so, as we continue on in this year of fire, may we burn as we go. See you next time. Burn as you go.